Hi, my name is Simon. I'm a scientist. Let's keep talking about CRISPR-Cas9 gene editing. I encourage you to go watch the first part where we talked about what CRISPR-Cas9 is and what it does. But a quick summary is that CRISPR-Cas9 is a bacteria immune system to defend against viral infections. Because bacteria get viral infections the same way we do. CRISPR DNA is that stored memory of viral infections. Using DNA sequences, it incorporates into its own DNA. And Cas9 is the protein that it uses in the cell to check any new, potentially incoming viral DNA. When Cas9 makes a match, it cuts the viral DNA so it can't infect the cell. So here we have the whole Cas9 protein complex with the spacer RNA that comes from the DNA from viral infections in the past in the bacteria's genome. The tracer RNA, which links to the palindromic RNA sequence that was discovered in the 1980s. If you're lost, go watch part one. And so when a virus attacks a bacteria, its DNA is subjected to this whole system. And when it matches, the nuclease activity part of it, the molecular scissors, cuts the viral DNA. Now, one of the bigger breakthroughs about this and how we can use this is that 2 and 3 are normally two distinct parts. The spacer RNA and the tracer RNA are two separate things, but we can physically link them. So what were two different RNA sequences, we've linked now. So it's one single RNA molecule. And so we give it the name single guide RNA, or sgRNA for short. But this is the cool part. We can just make those single guide RNAs. We can just make those individual letters, those individual RNAs, basically feed into Cas9 exactly what we want it to look for. Now, one application of being able to do this in other animals by using those single guide RNAs is to knock out a gene. If we find a gene in an organism that we're not quite sure what it does, we can knock it out. We can disable that gene. We can turn it off. We can break it and then kind of see what happened when we did that. And we can use CRISPR-Cas9 to do that. Because by giving the Cas9 protein and our single guide RNA, we're targeting specific DNA sequences. And when the nuclease activity cuts that DNA, it will disable that gene. Viruses like HIV incorporate themselves into your cell's DNA. So equipping immune cells with very specific targets, it can flesh out that HIV in your DNA and disable it, is the basic idea. We can also modify immune cells to target specific mutated cells, like say in the case of cancer. We can also get it to swap in DNA and fix genetic diseases.